when I'm with you. Always been a long time. Oh my, can you hear that? Crackle and pour.
Oh shit! The Homie Cast is back, baby!
Oh my goodness.
Homie Cast 23
and what? Yeah, 2 years.
We did four more than Alicia. What number is that?
Yeah, but nobody does. Oh, no comment.
No, 23. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Well, it's getting to be that time of year where I have a life again.
Yep, it is.
We just got done doing the roast beef taste off, Cape Ann roast beef taste off, and I was very happy with the way it went down.
Unbelievable. Five great contenders,
but
and some surprises.
I felt like there was some surprises, but I felt like the judges took it seriously. We've done some in the past where it was just there was like skewed results, which kind of threw everything off. I felt like everybody took it seriously, and I think the winner was deserving.
It was very organized.
It was very organized.
Definitely
very
nicely organized, Joe. Yeah.
Well, that's good. The spreadsheets, legit.
Yes.
Yeah. He was 7 minutes late, and we all took care of
him. Yeah, exactly. No kidding. Yeah. Let's talk about that. You know,
he's on my back.
After all the ball busting it took to get Chris to make sure he showed up for this podcast.
I was here 3 minutes early.
And he had to cancel dates.
No.
He canceled yoga.
I had to cancel yoga. Right.
And like, and then Joey texted
yoga. Keep in power yoga.
Just before we're all about to hit our roast beef joints, Joey texted.
Say that again.
I'm gonna be running late.
Keep in power yoga.
That'd be a girl.
So anyway,
did you do it?
I didn't go today, but that's where I go once a week. Yeah.
See, okay, we'll get to
Friday
that.
Friday nights?
Dave, keep me in power yoga at 5:30.
Dave
DeAngelis.
We cannot derail this early and start talking about the fact that you're going to yoga on Friday nights. Let's get back to the lack of.
There's got
to
be
what's left. They let him bring his penis on Friday
your fucking
nights.
Balls. Okay, Joe.
This would have been my first Friday night. Just
there's
so you
got
know.
To be some trim
back to
no,
the.
No, there isn't. There's nothing behind the show.
There's got to be some.
Nothing behind the
take two.
My name is not Mike Coder.
There's got to be some trim. Anyway, the results, it was interesting in the end, out of the five contestants, the winner and the second place were only separated by 2 points. And that is out of a potential, there were six voters with 100 potential votes.
Potential 500 points.
So the winner and the second place were separated by less than 0.4% of 1%.
So we could call it a dead.
You could call it a dead heat. Yeah. So the number one was Mike's place, and number two, you could call them one A and one B, was Rock Courthouse Pizza.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. There you go.
It was fantastic.
Two good prizes.
And that was the big surprise.
I like that we did Facebook Live. I don't know how many people were watching.
That's to you, Craig. Nice job.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you.
That was, you know, Joey put it up on Good Morning Gloucester's Facebook page, so if you missed it, go check it out there.
Yeah, I should pin it to the top.
And it's probably like a fucking month and a half long. It was like, I don't know what the two running times, so we split it into two parts, the actual presentation and judging, and then we had to take a break.
I figured shoes off to count. Yeah, I saw that.
Take a break for the math. Part two is the results, which
thank
is probably
was a
equally,
calculator
like,
yeah,
equally
yeah, yeah,
surprising.
The big reveal. I want to go around and introduce everybody, and I want you to say what you're drinking. Jimmy Dalpiaz is here.
Hi, how you doing, guys? Well, I'm right now at Coors Light. I was drinking some of your Corona Light there, Jim.
That's not light. It's
oh,
extra.
Oh, extra.
Extra.
Okay.
Ooh, that's serious extra. Beer.
I was doing that. And I'm hoping to hit some of your bourbon a little bit later.
You're welcome to it.
James,
you
too, by the way.
Corona drinker for life. You've been drinking
that's
Corona
I've been drinking
for
Corona,
a long time.
I've been drinking Corona since I was a teenager.
James is actually sponsored by Corona.
Sponsored by Corona.
Well, you just
I have Corona logos on my car right now.
little do people know, James does work for Ken's Salad Dressing.
Oh, all kinds of products.
All kinds of products.
He does work from
the Vibram shoes.
Yeah,
right?
from sneakers to Bose to all kinds of products.
I was shooting shoes today. You were shooting shoes
he
today?
He was shooting shoes today.
What was the brand?
Topo Athletic. They're not the toe shoes. The toe shoes was Vibram.
Okay.
And then the guy that started Vibram got mad and left and started his own shoe company. And now he's running neck and neck with Nike and the boys. He just a straight up shoe. but it's a really, it's got an extra wide area in the front.
Can you score me a pair of those?
Yeah, yeah. I have 30 pairs at the house.
I need a size 12. Shot.
See, man, we
can. Because I have wide feet, and I know
everybody.
Everybody has wide feet. I have wide feet.
Everybody tells me that. It's like, I wish they'd make them wider. I said, well, call Topo. They make them wider.
Especially wide feet.
Wide feet. No, narrower the better. That's okay, right. That's right. That's true. Joey.
It's all about the girl.
Joey, get that anaconda off the table, right. Joey.
No tape measures today. No tape measures.
It's just it's a
for the love of God.
Thunk. Is that Joey's anaconda on the table? Or?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I dropped the roast beef sandwich.
Krista Wolf, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Citizen Cider. Cider, what's up? Wits up. Wits? This is new. No. I've just started trying this out, and it's pretty good. I like it. It's a nice dry cider.
You sound like you're convincing yourself that it's
good. No, I'm telling you the truth.
All right. I had a cider.
Because he got fat.
I had a cider.
I'm not doing that. That's horrible. That's horrible.
Look at his eyes again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You get touching each
I'm
other.
I'm going home.
Stop touching. No touching.
Stop touching me.
Don't
stop
make
touching
me turn
me.
This blog around.
Stop touching me.
So what?
I discovered a cider that I like at Short and Main.
Down East. Right?
No. Down East is still a little too sweet for me. Yeah. Bantam.
Oh, I've
Bantam's good.
A good one.
Bantam. It was like peppercorn, something or other. Yeah. It's really good. Nice and dry. Craig is with us.
What's up, brother?
What are you drinking today?
Oh, this is actually the brand new. It just came, you know, literally off the truck. And into your favorite liquor stores, mine being my local private package. Joey Rocks Milk Stout from Cape Ann Brewing. Milk Stout Ale, my friend.
It's
and very, I got to tell you, you know.
Very smooth.
To brew a good stout is not easy, obviously. And you can see this one when you pour it. I just like re-poured the top half of that glass. Look at that beautiful head on that thing.
It's gorgeous. Perfection.
It's gorgeous.
I like it better than Nitro, the five left hand or whatever.
Yeah, try that, James. James knows a stout. So, shout out to Cape Ann for
That's like really good.
Jamming good fucking mixed out. And
see, like
great mixed name, by the way. Is that literally dedicated to you? Because I might have been drunk and sent in a letter one night.
It was like, Joey Rocks, man.
But, hey, Oprah calls him Joe.
He took me fishing when I was a
can. The can, they always do a great job with their cans, don't they?
This is their best. I think this is one of their better cans. I really do. I think it's really cool.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Is awesome.
But his name's Joe. It's not Joey. Don't you know that?
Yeah, whatever. Nobody cares, kid.
It's Joey's Rocks. That's what it says.
I don't see the
ABVs.
I don't see the ABVs on it.
Down the bottom, right there.
Oh, a six. Oh, wow, 6.5.
That's okay. That's a lot, right?
That's a lot. Guinness is 4.3.
Wow. Hey,
so that'll tell you.
Joey Rocks.
This is not a Guinness. This ain't your daddy's Guinness.
This ain't your daddy's Guinness.
This Joey Rocks.
I am actually switching back and forth between the Joey's Rocks Milk Stout from Cape Ann Brewing and the Maker's Mark 46.
Nice. Ooh. Maker's Mark's nice.
I didn't get offered any.
You could have some.
I didn't.
Bro.
Nobody. I
just actually, now that he mentioned
it, your boyfriend to hand you it. My boyfriend James to make you a glass for
one of you to take care of me. Anyways, no one.
Your boyfriend
okay.
wants a glass.
I'll get a drink.
So, besides the roast beef taste off that we had, the next biggest news was Craig. People may or may not know that Craig launched a serious effort into the barbecue video world with his channel Barbecue It
BBQ
on YouTube.
It.
BBQ It.
Barbecue It.
BBQ It, yeah. And what was the reasoning? Like, there's a lot of barbecue channels out there. When you go to make a video or produce something, what's going through your head to say, yeah, I know there's a lot of people out there doing barbecue videos, but I know that I can bring something that no one else is doing.
I first started going to YouTube looking for stuff after probably years and years of just cookbooks and, you know, talking to people and doing things. And then, you know, video, of course, has been my background for like 30 years. And I never thought about really connecting the two.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Two of your passions.
Yeah, two of my passions until, you know, several years back. All of a sudden, I was like, well, let me, you know, start searching on YouTube. And then I found good stuff, and I discovered a lot of people. That's actually where I discovered, you know, Franklin and Austin, discovered his barbecue, and a lot of their, you know, a lot of
Malcolm
legend.
Reed.
Yeah, Malcolm Reed, of course, legend. Now, or soon to be legend, Malcolm Reed. But I just started searching for barbecue recipes, and then it might have been a suggestion from somebody else. Somebody else, I think somebody might have suggested it at, after I was, you know, checking them out, that, hey, maybe you should, you know, do some of your own barbecue videos. I can't quite remember where the bell went off, but since I've been doing television for so long and then barbecuing backyard and all that jazz for so long, I never thought about combining them. And
this is strange to me, because it just seems like such a... It's like the cobblers, the cobblers' kids have the worst shoes.
Right, right? Yeah, right. Well, yeah. The problem is that that's actually reflected, like, constantly through... You know, so I, like... For example, I toured in bands for years. I was doing video production before I took those. I never once filmed any of those bands. I never there's like 5 years of me playing music in reggae and blues bands out west, and I never thought to set up a camera. I never crossed those things over. So that's how it came about. Was I think somebody suggested, well, why don't you do your own videos? Might have been you, Joey, for all I know.
Could have been.
But it just kind of like the bell went off.
Or Fosters, commercials for Fosters. You were doing it. You were in one of them and stuff. And that's I remember looking at that. So when I saw this, I said, hey, it's about time he starts doing his own stuff.
Well, it was in the plans too, before the Fosters commercial. So it was, I would like to shout out to Fosters in Gloucester, who is one of my great sponsors. So yeah, they,
you know, something you kind of joke, but Foster's, like, so we're both like Weber fanatics. You also have your, you know, other kind of
different grills and shit.
Different grills, but we had last summer, we had the Northeast Barbecue delegation came in and we had a big party.
We had
and
the Weber Kettle Club.
People, like barbecue enthusiasts, a lot of them do not have a resource like we have in our backyard with Foster's.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
That entire space is hardcore. If you need it,
it's packed.
They either got it packed. Or they can source it for you.
Well, no, they definitely can get it if they ain't got it. But dude, the wall of literally like spices, rubs, barbecue, every utensil. It's unfreaking believable the amount of stuff they have.
Great.
For being that small of a store.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. No, they're great, and they're knowledgeable too, and they work with you.
So yeah, it just came around by default, man.
Yeah.
And today you launched what?
Today was the elephant.
Atomic elephant turds.
Yes.
Which is a name I came up with because I didn't know that these things really existed when I started wrapping chicken around a atomic buffalo turd and doing it my own way. That. I don't know if there's an official name for it, but yeah, it's basically a ridiculous video that was launched today.
Yeah.
You can go learn how to scare your neighbors. Barbecuing strange shit.
Oh my God. I'm going to take a live picture right here. The boys. The setup for the thing.
Pretty weird.
And, you know, I just think that I say this all the time, and it's without any kind of hyperbole that, and James, I think you would probably agree, Craig is the best video shooter. And here's the thing. No. I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but this is the thing. This is a point. Wicked Tuna, it's a great show, right? They probably have 600 people involved with the production of that show.
Yeah.
Okay?
It might be an exaggeration.
No, okay. So say maybe
20 people,
250. No, more, because there's like two or three people on each boat.
Probably 50 or 60 people at least.
50 or 60,
including the helicopter
production. If you're just saying production,
just
right?
Production. Yeah.
Craig produced the show Monster Fish, and actually, I won't even say the fishing show. The one that you showed me the trailer for with the guys that did the stuffed fish.
Oh, that's from my pilot.
For your pilot. No,
nobody knows about
that. We're not
that
supposed yet. To talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's bring that out of here.
But the fact
But you can't see it.
You can't see it. But the fact is, So he showed it to me. He shared me the private link. The production on this video of he went on location. He shot everything himself. He did the sound himself. He did the editing himself.
Well, you know the story about the sound, too, right?
No.
He was editing sound into the video while he was editing so he could have something to listen to while he was editing. So it made sense to him. He just needed a 4-4 time or whatever. And then Trevor said, well, why don't we just use that sound?
No, that was shows ago. That was
your audio.
I used to turn in what you're referencing is like when I first started doing the shows for Monster Fish on the Outdoor Channel. They said that I couldn't do my own music, and so I said, "Well, I cannot edit these shows without proper music. That's what motivates me to make each thing work."
Right.
And so I had to source my own music, and I would turn in the shows with this source music that I basically ripped. And then once they heard it, they were like, well, maybe we should use some of Craig's music. and that's when basically I took over doing the audio for my own shows. Oh, so it originally...
And you got paid a lot of extra cash for that, right?
No, none.
Nothing, zero, zip.
No. So I do my own sound, my own audio, my own color correction, all that shit. So.
But it's cool. What I agree with is that, and I've experienced it on many occasions on this island, is that there's some of the best people at what they do living on Cape Ann. You know, just incredible talents. And you wouldn't, you know, you'd like if you were in L.A., you'd expect to meet a guy like Craig.
Yeah, yeah.
In Gloucester, you don't necessarily think you're going to meet, like, you know, a king-size videographer, you know, an artist, you know what I mean? A guy that really knows the whole package, is a master of all the different details, all that stuff. You just don't think you're going to meet that guy in Gloucester. Yeah.
In L.A., there's
a heroin addict. Yeah, I'm going to meet a heroin addict in Gloucester. But you know, Scorsese in Gloucester, you know, come see it coming. Who saw that coming?
We want to give a shout-out to our buddy Helder.
Yes, Helder.
Yes.
Backlash.
Helder and Scotty at Backlash.
Backlash Beer. Backlash Brewing, their bar. And is it, would you call that Southie? What do you call that?
That's pretty much Southie, isn't it?
Dorchester.
Yeah, it's Dorchester, so it's...
Is it technically Dorchester?
Well, isn't it?
It's kind of like Boston. Anyway,
it's Southie.
They were nominated.
It's Roxbury.
Roxbury.
Roxbury. Yeah, Roxbury.
I'm sorry, I don't know my neighborhoods well enough, but yeah, no, it's in Roxbury. I don't know, is that affiliated with what you're saying?
Backlash Brewing, our good friends, were nominated for one of the top 5 best new bars in Boston.
Already? Beer wow. Boston, and they just opened like 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
That is insane.
That's insane.
I got to tell you, the interior. So anyways, big shout out to Helder. Helder has put in...
And Scotty
since 2011, he's been putting out beer, and now he's finally got his own spot. And him and Scotty have been brewing and making this thing happen behind the scenes for over a year. Just opened a few weeks ago. To rave freaking reviews. And I couldn't make it because of work. And I don't think any of us could because of freaking work, which was devastating.
Yeah, no, but
we're all like shattered about it. Anyways, there was a line, I think, for 5 or 6 hours. Wow. Scotty ended up having to work the damn door, unfortunately, to make the, to keep the flow going until their guy got there to do that. And it just was out of hand all night, packed. And I tell you, their interior is none other like any other place in Boston, where everybody's got kind of an extreme attempt at a more dynamic interior. They chose this really cool, super minimalist and stylistic southern fucking... It's like part the front porch of a South Carolina, home.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then part industrial... backdrop of a factory. So it's really interesting, man. So shouties to them boys, man. And I tell you what, they brew some of the damn best beer, not only in the East Coast, but probably in the country.
So here's packed. We're going to, this winter, when I have time off, we're gonna road trip in to go to
Sparrow. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Packed soon as possible.
I'm totally
in. We got to pitch in on a ride in and ride out so we can... I don't want to be designated driver for that.
I'm not driving.
No, it's just Uber.
I ain't driving for that trip.
We'll scuba in and out.
Scuba.
That's my new company I'm starting.
Scuba?
Scuba. I'll just take you on a scooter.
Scooter.
Do they have a? Is there food there? Or
like eight
there?
Of us.
Because I remember they were talking about
food like, trucks, in the back of right?
Guy's scooter. Yeah, so yeah, no, scootered into Boston. Eight scooters.
No backlash. There's no kitchens. No any of that. They have food trucks around the corner, right around their building. Actually, almost connected to their parking lot, is a food truck company. And so there's like 10 or 15 food trucks there all the time. Mm. But they will either show up, or there's a lot of services that will deliver to them. And you can bring any food in at any time. So you can just walk in there with like 20 pizzas, sit on one of their like 16-foot tables, awesome. And throw a party. Like, they don't give a shit.
Cool. So we're at the best time of the year.
And they have interesting things we're already doing, like the like bad movie night. Is that what
yeah, they're called? Like yeah. Yeah, like a... I think like a Tuesday night, I think it's like bad movie night,
right.
Or a Monday night, or then there's like, actually I get the nights confused. There's a, I don't know, a trivia night. They do all the typical bar stuff.
Right.
They got a lot of stuff going on, and a toy drive coming up since this is posting before Christmas. They're having a Krampus party and a toy drive next week at Backlash from like 12 to 11 or 11 to 12, whatever their hours are. It's going to be off the chain, I think.
Speaking of toy drives and shopping, let's talk about shopping local. There's a lot of great businesses on Cape Ann. There's a lot of great
services and everything on Cape Ann.
You know that Mike picked all that.
This is probably
I thought this was your topic.
No, it wasn't my topic.
It was my topic.
Oh, it was your topic?
It was my topic.
This is probably all James right. Whispers.
Everybody's gonna, we're going to go around and we're going to say a local bit like a local business that you think is an absolute no-brainer to go get local Christmas presents. You want me to start so you guys have a little time
with
that? Okay, I have a couple.
All right, good.
Okay, I have a couple.
Can't be your own.
No, it won't be my own. I'm all done. I saw
the calendar sold out.
The calendar is in a week sold out. So, A, Cape Ann G Clay, everybody, and listen. I've discovered this through blogging. I have discovered this. People are completely vain. So if you get a picture of somebody, you bring it to James or their family. He reproduces it for you.
No, he will make it better.
He will make it better.
He will make it better.
He can put it on a canvas.
Better than you ever imagined.
He can reproduce it. He can touch it up. And he can. And that's... No. Everybody loves to see a picture of themselves. Yes. Like the blog.
I will say this, if you're going to go, we're going to go straight to this. Christmas prints is a big thing. It's very important. A lot of people do big pictures, huge prints even, all that stuff James can do. But if you think you got a good photo, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care, unless you were like, you know, one of the few master photographers we have on this island. We actually have about a dozen.
Yeah.
If you think you got a good photo, James will make that shit look four times better after he touches it on his computer. 100%. So trust me, get your stuff fixed and printed.
Just at least get it fixed.
At least get it fixed.
So we got that one covered.
So there's KPNG Clay. All right. Nelson's. Under the radar.
Yeah. Now, yes.
If you're a guy,
fish right? gear, outdoor
there
gear,
is,
shoes.
They have awesome merino wool socks. They have great boots. They have tremendous like outerwear to keep you warm, hats, reasonably priced. Nelson's, we're talking about guy kind of stuff, right? Tremendous.
A lot of that's, I mean, if any women fishermen or out, you know, anybody spend any time getting wet, that stuff fits you. You'll find your size.
100%.
Dude, their selection of like hats and gloves and boots and shoes is like, it's so surprising when you go in there.
I mean, the quality.
It's not like there's like three pairs of rubber fishing boots, by the way. Yeah. They got like 50 different types of shoes and boots at least. It's unbelievable.
And Talitha, who just took it over, has been like getting some of the cutting edge like outdoor gear in there. Like some of the like, so you know, the guy that owned it before is a really nice guy and everything, but he kind of like it's stuck with the same stuff year in and year out because he knew he would sell it to fishermen who very don't really go outside of their comfort zone. She's kind of
husky jeans.
She's kind of introducing like these like really like innovative
fresh materials
outdoor you know wear products and stuff like that. She's
awesome.
Yeah, she's good.
I agree, and she's cleaning the house. So she put some sales on some stuff that you know, it's out there.
You can if there's a man in your life and you're and like it's the last minute and you need a gift, I guarantee you can get something for your man there. 100%. I had another one, but I'll go.
Chris is ordering right now.
You know, when you're talking about Christmas, so I'm thinking of my wife and my daughter and all, you know, and my kids. And being that we're up here, you know, it's been a year. We're here pretty much all the time now. I would say, yeah, Nelson was big on that. I like to go to places like Diva because she's got stuff that you just can't even imagine what's out there and the pins and the necklaces and all that stuff that's cool. So, you know, I like to run over to Diva. I love the new shops down by...
the West End?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, God.
She just put up...
the fuck are the names?
Which one?
Well, it used to be...
the Alpaca Shop.
Yeah, it used to be Alpaca.
Designs by my... Designs of Mine or something.
Something like that. That's,
and then there's one right next to it. There's like four shops right in a row.
The Alpaca place is gone.
The West End. Yeah. And I say this right off the
bat. It's a living end at this point. It's changing.
Yeah. The West End and Tunnel went in there. You got Drift across the street.
Yeah. Drift
Cafe. You got all these shops. You got Cafe Cecilia. If you don't think that people, when the hotel went in and said, oh, all those people are going to be infiltrating, come up through town, I'm investing there.
Step it up.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
That hotel.
Well, I
tell you, speaking of Drift, their seasonal decorations freaking off the chain. Did you see the Halloween stuff?
With the skeletons.
The Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the Game of Thrones with
the
skeletons
wall.
climbing up the wall. The Christmas decorations, the Fiesta stuff.
The White Walkers.
Them dudes kill it.
The White Walkers.
The White Walkers.
Exactly. I also want to add that you got to go to, you know, Turtle Alley and... Turtle Alley or Nichols, you know, depending.
Definitely. Do we get off your list? Sorry.
No. Good.
No, I'm, you know, I would say those
are
great.
No, you just stole his turn.
Next.
James, go.
You know, over the years, the big ones for me was, I miss, what was it, Paragon?
That sounds familiar.
Palazzolas.
Palazzolas was really.
I don't know, dude. At a club, I never got invited to.
How many of those Coronas have you had?
Yeah, quite a few. Palazzolas was a tried and true for me, and I miss that still. The Village Silversmith has always been good to me. And nowadays, there's one everywhere you look.
Yeah.
There's two in Rockport. How weird is that?
I almost think that there might be three. I'm not positive.
In Rockport, there's two in Rockport and one in Gloucester.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And then they have the mall.
They're doing all right though. That group.
Yeah.
And these were all the ones, you know, as the kids were growing up and you know whatever, and you know for my wife, I'd go to you know there's plenty of good places to shop. Now all I care about is one store, and that's called Toodaloo's.
The kids. Oh, because you have a granddaughter.
Because of my granddaughter. Everybody else. All my money at Toodaloo's.
James,
that's
like,
it. I pull all my cash out, give it to them at Toodaloo's.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm gonna give you a little hint right now. I think it's Christmas Eve. It might be Ladies' Day. They have an insane sale every year. Put in the search term.
You talking about us creeping on the women's night? That's a good idea.
That is a really good idea.
They got a sale. They cannot discriminate against us.
I mean, it's not going to be shots of whiskey. You know,
I think
it's deal. It might be Christmas Eve. Search Toodaloo's on Good Morning Gloucester. They do an annual sale that, like, I think they... I'm not... Don't quote me on this, but, like, say they open at 6.
Right.
From 6 to 7, it's like...
1 hour.
30% off or something
or
crazy.
Or whatever,
amount,
crazy,
right?
Right.
From then, 7 from to 8, it's 25% off. And like, but if you go there early on this one particular day,
right?
When my daughters were a little bit younger, I would circle this. I would set it on my calendar and actually send reminders through my calendar. Make sure you don't miss this at this time.
Right, right. You were at Lone Gull at 5 a.m.
I would leave work. Yeah. Because I would be at work at the time.
You camp out the night before right there on the parking lot.
I would just be burying the cart.
That little table out of Toodaloo's. he'd be sitting there with the bears.
With the panda bears.
I'm just telling you. Look for the they have a super sale.
But you gotta make your schedule around going to Sister Felicia's on Christmas Eve too, right? So, true. You know, we can't be...
It's invite only. She'll freak out. I didn't say that. That was Krista Wolf. It's Krista Wolf.
No. All
right, Chris, what's your local?
You know what? Honestly, it's not more about clothes. I like to go to the Cave and do like cheese platters and stuff to people. That's one of the places I like to go. And then Turtle Alley was actually the other one.
The Cave will put a little basket together for you.
I like to do the Cave. That's kind of my thing. And then I do a lot of gift certificates, to be honest. So I go to the local restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, and I like to do that.
A lot of the restaurants will do, if you buy $100 worth, they give you a $20 one on the side.
They do that. Yeah,
you have to look out for that.
Yep, it's good.
Yeah,
true that.
What about you?
I would say like for like fresh seafood and dinners and like good stuff, entertaining Turner Seafood. Like everything I've been getting from there, actually, of all the stores I go to get, whether it's vegetables, groceries, meat, whatever, you know, seafood. Turner's, nothing I've ever gotten from them has sucked. Everything has been absolutely 100% awesome. And let's see, I would say, of course, like, frequenting any restaurants locally, I would always try to encourage people to do instead of going off the island.
That's what he got me last year for Christmas was a piece of fish from Turner's.
You tossed it on the front lawn.
And I tell you, I salted it outside for like 6 weeks. I really did.
It's squid the year before, which was, you know, really nice. From Greg Expect Fish for Christmas.
But I got to tell you, you really got to tighten up and, you know, get your barbecue supplies.
Oh, I should mention this.
Foster's
has this insane ladies' night deal.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's a right. Day good ladies' night thing coming up.
It's December 6th. No, it's for the ladies. Hold on, I'm going to look it up because it is bananas.
This is ridiculous, by the way.
Where are you going to shop for me?
Why would I shop? Where would I go?
Actually, this is probably the best deal.
I give you a cheese platter.
This is probably the best deal. But
I'm saying my wife, she doesn't go to...
So if you're a lady, and it's during the day, so it's ladies' night. So this is kind of confusing. On ladies' night, during the day.
So ladies' day.
Ladies' day.
That's just called
December 6th. Come see us at Foster's Grill Store, right? Listen, the first 10 women that make a purchase get a free propane fill card. So a propane tank.
A free tank, which is like $35.
Right, it's like $35. If you are one of the first 10 people that go there on Ladies' Day.
Free tank.
You get a free tank of gas if you make,
which is an extra gift. That's an extra gift for your man.
It's an extra year if you barbecue a gas.
That's outrageous, right? 20% off all grill accessories, in store only grill specials, and free assembly and delivery of all grills.
Free assembly,
all grills.
That's just the thing. Like, if you've ever bought a grill, by the way, like almost any grill you buy, especially at the price it's advertised, it's going to come in a box no matter what it is. If it's a $2,000 or $200 grill, you're going to have to build it. Unless you know your shit, you're going to fuck it up and it's going to turn into a piece of crap. Trust me, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah. Do you have to be a lady?
So getting someone to build it properly.
For that deal. But they're going to have a men's
night
deal.
So I can wear a dress too, in a pinch.
They'll have a men's night deal too.
Chris likes when I wear a dress.
And I've been in there filming. I know their shit's good.
Yeah, they got great stuff. I've rebuilt quite a few grills with parts from them. You guys want to talk a little football? Can we talk football?
Can we talk football?
Sure.
Let's talk some football.
Jesus Christ. Are we allowed to talk football?
The beginning of the season. Craig Steelers at the beginning of the season.
Stunk it up against the Browns and tied.
Up and tied.
Why are we going back to week one?
Everyone, all of the Ben.
James
all
is even walking
of
away. James is walking away for a vape.
No, because I have to.
He's like, Steelers.
Don't walk off the cliff there.
We've lost 2 out of 5.
So it was just. So the Steelers and the Cowboys are excelling at this point of the season, whereas the Packers have completely shit the bed.
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers, before the season started, signed this monstrous contract.
Yeah.
Absolutely monstrous, dude.
He's getting almost
30 mil a year or something?
Yeah. It's outrageous. All the rhetoric was that...
The GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. And granted, he makes some nice plays. He seems like a very personable guy.
Well, he is. Now, I will argue that he is one of the most gifted quarterbacks of all time. And one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time. But unfortunately, what's catching up with him is he is not the most consistent or winningest quarterbacks of all time. Aaron Rodgers. His skill set and talents and all the God-given things he has is now falling short of execution.
Well, you know,
and I this think is I, why Tom Brady still remains the GOAT.
I'm tying it in.
Well, but yes, in the beginning of the season, as you were saying, they were the Green Bay Packers were on route to be one of the favorites for the Super Bowl, just like Saxonburg was, but Jacksonville, just like you know. Who else? Well, actually, Seattle's come back.
Seattle's playing pretty good right now.
Dallas is coming back. They're on a surge.
Let me ask you this about...
Chicago's a surprise.
Let me ask you this about Aaron Rodgers. You compare him to Brady. Brady has Belichick. Belichick has Brady. Aaron Rodgers has who?
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy sucks.
They've won plenty of games.
I'm just saying.
I think that's bullshit.
I love Brady. Bullshit.
Here's the deal about that. Come on, you watch football.
I know.
Mike McCarthy does not make Aaron Rodgers
improvise
95% of the time and throw fucking
the audibles
passes
at the line. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
He does a lot of wacky stuff. So.
True. I mean, I guess it goes both ways.
But yes.
It makes you wonder.
As you were going with the NFL so far, Steelers were doing good up until last week.
Ben decided
to shit the bed.
I'm going to tie Aaron Rodgers' problems with Danica Patrick, his girlfriend. Because she did the same thing in NASCAR. So and now they're together all the time. So I think some of that magic.
No, it's the fact guy next to you. Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Danica didn't win shit in NASCAR, and he's got a Super Bowl. So.
I know.
Let's get in the corner.
He's having a little struggling now.
Well, you know what? You know what's crazy is I never thought in 1,000 years that Aaron Rodgers would not win more Super Bowls.
It's still young, early though.
Than Eli Manning.
Oh, 100%.
I would have bet the farm.
100%.
If just, you know, even if I did, if 50 years in advance, if you show me their records without the Super Bowls, I would have said, oh, that guy's going to win 5.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't had that defense, has he? That's why he talks about football being the team game. It really does. Offensive line.
There's a lot of excuses. So who else this season right now?
Here's the stat that completely should just... End the discussion about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is now 0-37 when he enters the fourth quarter trailing versus a team with a winning record.
Yeah, I've heard that.
0-37.
That's a stat.
That's a real stat.
He does not come. That's a touchdown, right?
No.
It just says trailing.
Trailing.
Just trailing.
It could be by 2 points, 1 point. Yeah. Against the winning quarterback. That's astounding.
He's never come back.
He is now 0-37 when he enters the fourth quarter.
He has a whole fourth quarter.
No.
Here's where you're getting mistaken with that stat.
Mm-hmm.
Entering the fourth quarter. So what that stat says is...
Right, exactly, Craig.
It does not say how many times in the fourth quarter... He came back and won the game.
Right.
It says, as a team, they entered the fourth quarter
behind
mm-hmm. and didn't win the game. Right. It doesn't. Yeah. So they're.
Wait, they don't win, though. He's 0-37, which means they haven't won the game. He has not come back against. And if they go into the fourth quarter behind.
Doesn't say how much behind.
It doesn't. It's 0-37. It could be -2. It could be -7.
The stat is that if he goes into the fourth quarter behind, he has not come back. He does not win
against the winning quarterback.
I agree. He's okay. Now Google this then, just to confuse that stat for everyone. Google this: top five most fourth quarter comeback, you know, quarterbacks.
Okay, let's see.
Just kind of a random Google, because there's an obscurity in that number that you're talking about. The way it's set up, the way its language
top five
is entering.
Oh, they're right. The he's right.
I go him. I go with Ben.
Hey, when you talk about comebacks, Craig, he's right.
Who has the most
in the top 20?
A fourth quarter comeback.
Yeah.
So he's not a fourth. That's the stat you want. That's the stat you want, not the number, but the
Warren Moon 25. Matthew Stafford.
Who's the top? Right. Warren Moon's 25. Jay Cutler's got 23. Aaron Rodgers isn't even in the top 20.
Well, there you go. There's your goat.
That's shocking. Wow. Brett Favre 28.
Still doesn't mean he's not the most talented quarterback of all time.
No, but still, it's an interesting stat to think about.
Well, it's winning. It's about winning.
So, but if I just do the top, who are the best quarterbacks in the league? Well, he's third.
No, he's going to come up top. He's going to come up top 10 in the past 25 years, hands down.
Right.
But now we have to think about that actually a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Just because of
Aaron Rodgers winning. Oh my God, he's
0-6 this year on the road.
Hey.
0-6. That's not the GOAT.
Aaron Rodgers is the 88th quarterback in the history with comebacks. Aaron Rodgers only has...
Where's Ben?
13 comebacks.
Just, where's Ben? Just talk to me.
Where's Ben?
Fine, Ben. Go up to the top five.
He's up to the top.
Ben is tied for fifth. But you know where Tom Brady is?
Thank you.
True. Thank you very much. Yeah, okay.
Just check.
Tom Brady's two behind. And Tom Brady's going to beat Peyton Manning, FYI.
Incredible.
Here we go.
All right. So we're week 14 on the week 13 or 14. Week 13. Who's okay? We're gonna go around. Who's gonna be in the Super Bowl? Jimmy?
Pick your two teams.
I think the Rams are gonna make it. I think they're gonna stay focused. So the Rams will be in. And as far as the other side, it's gonna be another surprise. Jacksonville was like, they were the one everybody knew was going to be there. I don't see the Pats making it.
I don't either.
Sorry about that. I don't.
That's
see them doing
no,
it.
No. That's legit.
And I don't care.
Maybe Houston.
Really?
I could see that. That's a good one. That's a good pick.
They've won eight in a row.
Well,
they're on a run.
Yeah, I think they got something going there. They're going to surprise people.
Good defense, good offense. Deshaun Watson. They got a running back. They got a quarterback. They got a defense.
About running back, they got top three wide receiver right now. Top three quarterback. Hell of a defense.
Yeah.
Clowney.
Jesus Christ.
Clowney and what? Yeah. I mean, what else do you need?
That's pretty impressive. James, who you got?
It looks like the Chiefs and the Saints.
James knows nothing about football.
There's smoke coming out of his cell phone right now. He's been trying to do something. Craig,
you know what?
Chris, who do you
I'm going to go.
Although, if the Los Angeles Chargers end up in there.
You're not allowed to read.
They're at 20.
We're not asking you to investigate. You're investigating on live microphone.
You know what? You investigate shit all the time.
Not on the fucking podcast.
You just had him Google about Aaron Thomas.
I didn't tell him to do shit.
Yeah, you did. You did. You said Google this.
You can say pass. Go ahead.
I think
somebody's got a bus ball.
I think it's going to be the Rams. And I think it's not going to be the Steelers, Craig. Nice try.
For fuck's sake.
Definitely not the Steelers.
The AFC is wide open, to be honest.
It is wide open.
The AFC is just because you can pick the Chiefs because it's the easy pick, but the Chiefs always fall. The Steelers, I hate to say it.
Chiefs just lost.
The Steelers, but it doesn't matter. Listen, Joey, you got to look at the history. You got to look at where we've been. The Pats, I don't see it right now. It could change in 2 weeks. It could change in 2 weeks, meaning that game against the Steelers is going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah.
The Steelers come out of that game victorious, and we're playing in Pittsburgh, right? And if Pittsburgh wins that game, the momentum's going to take Pittsburgh to the Super Bowl. The Pittsburgh versus Rams.
On record is going to Pittsburgh. Okay.
I hate it.
I've been calling this since probably week 5 of last year. It's going to be... Actually, I've been calling all season. It's going to be New Orleans, Pittsburgh.
New Orleans, Pittsburgh.
That's a good Super Bowl.
That's a Super Bowl. So don't get your, you know, everybody gets excited about these one game wins or one game losses. That's what I'm saying. Everybody gets excited about these little, somebody, you know, does great, you know, or does shitty.
So do you put any stock?
As a Pats fan, you're getting used to that this year, that it happens.
Do you put any stock in?
It's no different than any other year. We've only had three losses.
Who watched Thursday Night Football last night?
Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
I tried. Actually, I was watching other things before. I think I was watching Vikings.
No, I was watching.
And then I woke up watching the second half and then fell asleep. Wow. Because it was like 7-5 or something. It was like, I don't think the score changed in the second half. It was terrible.
It was absolutely
terrible.
It was crazy to me because the
most watched Thursday night game of all time.
Right. Well, they hyped the hell out of it. They always hype. Okay. Before every single season, all the pundits on ESPN and all over the place, they always say the Cowboys are going to be contenders. This is the year for the Cowboys. This is the year for the Cowboys. They got all the pieces. And I swear it's because Jerry Jones invested a shit ton of money into that stadium. So they want it to be like a showcase.
Yeah.
But every year they shit the fucking bed. Okay. But watch, so yesterday, watching that game last night, their defense looked for
pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But like you said,
their offense looked pretty darn bad. You know who didn't score in the second half? Dallas.
Their defense sucks.
But
they won.
But for you, what you said was spot on. Like these blips. Like, oh, you watch that. If you watch that game at just that one game, you're like,
Super Bowl.
Dallas is going to the Super Bowl, right? But like, really?
No.
You know who's going to Super Bowl? Dak Prescott, when he gets his contract because he won that game. Everybody knew this before that game. So he's right now, Dak Prescott makes $700,000 a year.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a new rookie. That's
$700,000. Yep. You know, Tom Brady makes, you know, 22 or something. Million?
Tom Brady's still underpaid.
23.
He's still underpaid.
Well, Brady, Ben, and Breeze, actually, all three of those guys, all accepted a pay cut. They all took a pay cut.
Yeah, but only Brady. One of those guys
could do a but in context, those guys are making 20. So because he won that game, that dude's going to make millions of dollars.
Hey, out of those three quarterbacks, who's throwing the most interceptions, by the way? Just tell
who's
me.
What?
Out of Brady. Ben and Breeze.
Probably Brady, I would think, at this point. I would think Brady at this point.
You know the
sure. How many Brady throws? Brady's thrown 7, right?
No, dude, I'm talking
how many Brady throw?
Dude, Ben 7. Threw 5 last week.
Ben threw 5 last night.
No, yeah.
It wasn't even a game.
He doesn't want to admit it.
They are ugly. They are ugly. But yeah, I don't know.
It's so tough. It's a tough pick.
It's
really
wide
is.
Open. This wide is open. I've enjoyed NFL football this year more than
it's great. I mean, and like you it could, it could be the Rams, but I also could see the Saints.
No,
I could see the Seahawks.
Let's go down a list of teams that are good this year that unexpected. The Bears, Mitch Trubisky.
The Bears
are good.
Yeah,
not so much unexpected, but really good. LA Chargers,
really good.
Fucking best year Philip Rivers has ever had.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Always shits a bed. Always
LA Rams.
But never makes it as good as he's been right now.
Yeah.
LA Rams. Never this good right now.
Killing it. Yeah. Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Kind of killing it.
And the coach.
Yeah.
And the coach.
Todd Gurley, best running back in the NFL.
You almost feel like it's the Rams' year.
It does
but
feel
they're
like
young.
The
I feel like they're going to choke.
It feels like the
until
Rams.
Until last week, until Ben threw that pick over the top when he had another down. And, like, the best running back, you know, in the AFC. Until that pick, I felt like we had a chance. That was a bad decision.
It feels like it's the Rams here.
Yeah, it does feel like they're
I'd here. Like to see the Rams. I'd be able to
that. That coach, no. That young coach.
I'd like to see the Steelers.
I think it's the coach.
I know you.
I'd like to see the Pats. I'd like to see the Pats, and I'd like to see Brady, like, holding the Lombardi Trophy up and saying, thank you for everything.
Have you not see, now that's a different conversation. Now, yes. I would love to see that, but he won't do it.
I wanted to see it last year.
And let's talk about the Pats organization. Who's the backup quarterback? Say that happens, Joey. Next year, we're screwed.
I'm the backup quarterback, actually.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You got James being you know James and Craig is
James
the quarterback.
Is my left
James
is my left tackle.
They've approached me to coach, dude.
That's something they got money to throw around.
They were like, seriously, let's talk about
if Brady's not there, they have that money. And you know what?
But who are they going
to
get?
Well, that's what I was saying before. They're going to have to buy somebody.
There'd be someone. There'd be someone no, that'd be isn't. Willing to come. That's actually
an and we're going to lose Josh McDaniels this year. I don't care what anyone says. I believe Josh McDaniels.
Let's retopic. Who will not be with the Patriots next season?
Players or coaches?
I think a bigger
everybody in the organization.
I think a bigger who question be, is who's not going to be with the Red Sox next year.
No, no. Let's well, go. Let's concept. Let's stay with
well,
football.
We know Kimbrel's
football. Well, who will not be with the Patriots
ready?
Next season?
I got one for you.
Staff,
Gronk,
and
hey, ready?
Players.
Bill Belichick retiring after this year.
Gronk, gone.
Gronk will be
good.
With
Brady,
that one.
Gone.
I agree with that one.
If I was Brady, I would.
Everybody
I would,
gone.
No, but we got the good running back. We got two good running backs.
Yeah.
You have a good offensive
dude, you
line.
You guys are trading cheerleaders for a quarterback next year is what you're doing.
That's a problem.
I gotta
when you got Craig Kimberly being your quarterback.
Facilitate.
His five-step drop takes how seconds.
Hey, Craig Kimberly or me, he wore it better.
Cream puffs. You look good as Kimberly. But no.
See, I think the bigger challenge is keeping the Red Sox together. Because you had all these players, right, that stepped up in the playoffs and the World Series that had all this exposure. And there's these desperate GMs that have losing records that they know they're not going to win anyway. But they have to make a splash in free agency, so they overpay.
Right.
And if you're running a responsible GM thing, then you have to let players go rather than overpay for them.
Well, let's think about this for a minute. Let's go by this. All right. We have three catchers. We know we're going to lose one of them. We got Leon, Swihart, and Vasquez. Okay, so we're going to lose one of those guys. Third base, we're all set. We got Devers. Shortstop, we're all set. Bogart. Second base, Petey, or we need someone else. So second base is the question. First Big base, question. You got Pierce, and you have, what's his face?
Is Pierce locked up?
Pierce is locked up, re-signed.
Okay.
So right field, you got Mookie. Center, you still got JBJ. And then left field, you still got, what's his face? Benintendi.
But how about
here's where the biggest part of it is. Evolving. Your boy. Evolving. That's it. You
gone.
Took it. He's huge.
Gone.
And he's being looked at by the Blue Jays. But there's a couple teams looking at him, and he's the biggest one we need back. I agree 100% with that one. Evolving. I don't care about Kimbrel. We can find someone else for Kimbrel.
Kimbrel's asking for a 6-year contract.
No. It's not going to happen.
What is that?
Nutter butters?
For real?
Yeah, look at these things. So, we're eating in the middle of the podcast.
You gotta go, Chris. You can't eat
Nutter butters. He's broke out the Nutter butters. Is that
right?
Is this real life right now?
Is this real life?
He just broke out the Nutter butters. I haven't seen those since I was like 17.
Big deal.
All right, Kareem Hunt kicked out of the NFL.
Wow, bad as that. Pretty bad. Look at these guys. They make X million dollars a year, and they can't just, and these young kids can't keep, they can't stop screwing
can't
up.
Can't be from being
like, you look at that video, he dove at her.
Horrible.
He pushed her, kicked her, then dove at her.
Explain what happened, so for people that don't
know. I guess TMZ came up with a video of him and his girlfriend fighting in February, some girl, and people in the middle of the two of them, and he pushes her a couple times, and they're dragging him away. And then he like pushes her again, and then he goes around the corner, and then she comes back, and he dives at her and knocks her down.
Yeah,
right? Like, tackled her essentially.
And you don't deserve your $10 million a year job.
Oh,
but you're an idiot. Somebody else will take it.
No,
dumb.
Look at what's his
See
face from the Ravens.
Nope.
But not to bring up, but that's another issue. I don't know. I'm gonna bring the Kaepernick thing up.
What about the Washington Redskins picking up that guy that?
They got dropped by Tampa Bay or San Francisco.
Like immediately.
Yeah.
And they signed him.
Yeah, I should probably find out what what happened. But, well, they're speaking to a thing in our era of technology. Everything's on camera. And if these athletes don't get that at this point, it's kind of ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, you've got agents. You've been in the business. You've been in the system for years. So you know how this thing works.
You would think
it's childish.
You would think that every team would have, like, as part of your training,
they have.
Bring you into a room and say, listen, these are the pitfalls.
They have clinics for all the pros for this.
Right. All they do.
Although they have pamphlets and weeks
of
this stuff.
They still can't help themselves. And it's just dumb. Like, I don't understand how a professional athlete that makes over $1 million a year gets into a car driving drunk, as opposed to like having a driver. It's
I'll explain it to you.
It's beyond fucking dumb.
I'll explain it to you.
Go ahead.
You go from never being in probably a new car, and anyone that in your family has ever owned in your life, never riding in a fancy car probably ever in your entire life, to getting a contract that allows you to buy not only your own car, but any car on the fucking planet you want to fucking buy.
Yeah.
To hang out your wristwatch out that window and go, look at me, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a movie star, a rapper, an athlete, mm-hmm. you know, a fucking cowboy, it don't matter.
We had when, that.
Once you get somewhere you ain't been before,
yeah.
and it, you can afford to literally kind of
do what you want,
flex it,
yep.
then the, you make mistakes.
In the minor because you're too
busy looking at that shit.
The minor instead of what did it take to get here? We had some guys, one guy in particular, he had a Maserati. He was 20 years old. And he came in driving that. And I'm like, what? You know. And he took that signing bonus and he went crazy. And yeah, so he got himself a Maserati. Why? But that's what he did.
Knows nothing about it.
Yeah. And, yep. And there's a lot of that.
Really good.
So yeah, that's why, you know, just don't know what you're doing.
I hear you. Yeah,
that would have been the winner.
But you know, they do have clinics. They have courses. Minor league baseball. They put the Mets. They brought in all these people with the young kids to teach them how to act around the fans and the public.
Handle their money.
And yeah, and they bring them in.
That's at the minor league level.
Yeah,
they do it all of them.
Well, I know that we have it, and they it's mandatory. You got to go to it and all that stuff. So
it's just so dumb.
You know, I don't care what your background is or what your whatever. Everybody's got TV. We've all seen people do stupid shit. No. Yeah. Yeah, I don't care how poor you are, how rich you are, whatever. Basically, so if you get into a situation like that and you do something stupid, and you lose the situation. You had that coming.
Yeah, the right. backup quarterback.
That's the deal. That's personal the deal. I don't care what your background.
Who's the backup quarterback? He.
I'd be psyched to not have to drive.
I would totally be
I'd be like, oh my God, dude, pick me up. I'm going to be at the fucking...
Bring me to another bar. You know what I mean?
I know what you're talking about, Joey. Look, I won the lottery once. I didn't tell many people about this. I won the lottery. I did. And for $25, I don't know what happened that weekend. I don't know what happened. I can't remember it.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
$25.
What's wrong with these people?
Oh, now here's a funny. Now listen, I don't want to bring up another point, but while we're in this topic, it's something I have to say.
Uh-oh.
All right, there Kaepernick's not in the NFL, but if Kaepernick hit his girlfriend, he'd probably be in the NFL.
Yep.
All he did was kneel. Let's just leave it at that. I don't mean you don't need to get into it, but look at it's just. I just think I don't know. I feel like buying the whole thing.
Yeah, no. Redskins picked a guy up.
That's what I'm talking about. The Reuben Foster deal. They just picked him up, but then you got Colin Kaepernick who just kneeled.
Well, there's politics in the NFL.
And that's a problem. But we don't need to go in deep into it, but I'm just saying that's surprising. You know? It's something to think about.
Final topic. What is the number one thing on your Christmas list, Jimmy?
Personal Christmas list.
Personal Christmas list. What are some things? What do you think? It doesn't even have to be that. What?
Yeah.
Is it something that I want?
Rephrase it. Give women... A hint, a couple of no-brainer gifts that you know the man in their life.
As if by any fucking chance they would listen to this.
No sexual stuff. Go ahead.
Oh, well, that's my top three, God.
Tune in next week.
I'm going to tell you a story. Someone that I know...
I'm glad, by the way, you guys like peanut butter cookies.
Oh, my God. We're crushing
nutter
those.
Nutter butters.
Crushing those nutter butters.
I never eat anything.
No allergies here, by the way? No food allergies?
I never eat any peanut butter candy.
What a fucking miracle. What are the
candies?
Chances? Because we all grew up before 2009.
Thank you, Greg.
So, wait. I want your opinion on this.
Is it Oprah?
Someone that I know, that Kate knows very well, said, oh, my God, my husband needs a birthday present. I don't know what to get him. And Kate said to what would Joe, what does Joe say would be a great gift? I said, you know something? It'd be a fucking great gift. don't know if we're going to get in trouble for saying this, but just fucking give him a great fucking blowjob.
Thank you. That's all.
Right. All. And like, so I said that, right? Not even joking. I'm like really? Like you don't even have to spend any money.
Just
right.
give him, yep.
Just give him a fucking great blowjob, right?
Fucking spend the money.
And the girl's like, the girl, she sounded like, that is so far outside of the realm of possibility.
I disagree. We're simple folk.
We're such simple folk.
Economical. Environmentally friendly. Non-GMO.
It doesn't cost anything.
It's organic.
It saves the environment.
What the fuck else do you want for the baby?
It's green.
And baby
it's green. Protein. It's
and
green.
Baby kittens come out with the protein.
It's vegan protein.
It's green. Vegan.
If you do it right, baby kittens come out.
Look at the benefits for the planet. Right? We're saving the planet.
Saving the planet.
I was like one baby. What was so wrong with that? You know, like, legit. That's what every guy wants. Everybody wants a blowjob, right?
And like Ebenezer said, it fights the surplus population.
How do you gift wrap that?
So to follow that conversation, what's on top on your list for Christmas this year?
Well, it sucks because he knows my wife, so I...
Hey, now.
Hey,
this is a way to tell your wife what you want.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what do you want? To the podcast.
What do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, shit. Personally, I'm playing with the Mustang. We're building my car and, you know, doing some stuff. I would love to get a few other or gift certificate and shit like that so I can put some more stuff on my car.
Sweet.
I got to...
So what are some places where they can buy certificates for you to buy those parts? What stores?
We're talking about Edelbrock here.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for, there's some warehouses, and there's a few that just do Mustang parts.
So what, do you know the names of them?
Oh, yeah. It's
Citibank, Chase Manhattan.
it's called Late Mustang Restorations, LMR.
Mm-hmm.
The other LMR. One is, the one.
Jags.
One I like to use is.
What year is your Mustang?
It's a 2016 Mustang GT.
Mm.
It's a 302 engine. It's 450 horsepower.
Mm.
And I'm trying to make it like a retro. I'm trying to bring it, make it, even though it's a newer one.
It's got the stripes, racing stripes.
I put the stripes on it. Now I'm going to get some back window, vents in the back window.
Louvers.
Like in the back in the days.
The louvers.
Oh, I put some fins on the side.
Retro.
Back to the 60s. The fins, and so you know, it's a lot of money. It's unbelievable what they want for this shit. And you could probably get somebody. You know, you guys are really good making shit. You guys could probably make this stuff for me, but you got to order it. The other one is American Muscle. It's called American Muscle
right.
Company. It's really good. They have shit.
My son lives on that site.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I like getting stuff that's the same color. Not everybody has it, so I like to. You know, it costs a lot of money if you get it painted already, and it comes out. So yeah, I like to play with that. I was never fussy.
There you go.
There's eight there of us in my
James,
family, so he's never
birthday,
fussy.
James, what you got?
Christmas? Yeah. Well, the very top thing on my list just recently changed. His Mustang when it's finished.
You want the dibs on that?
And then second to that, you know, you could buy me like mostly it's musical instruments. Like I'm looking at a mandolin right now, like an F style mandolin. I would take. That's probably top of cool. His Mustang's definitely just slipped to the top of my list.
There you go.
I don't know, man. To be honest, I don't really...
Oh, fuck. For
the
sake
of Christmas. I'm just like saying.
It's the minutes.
Truth. I don't really care, but if you want to get me something, then get me a new, like, Fitbit watch or something like that. Like a Samsung.
A Fitbit watch. That's
something
reasonable.
Like that. Like
a fitness tracker watch.
You know, I guess that's more something that I kind of like, you know. But other than that...
You know, if you got an Apple watch, it has all that stuff in it.
I don't want Apple. I thought about it because I have an Apple phone, but I want more something like a Samsung. I like this one. I've had this one for a year, but the Samsung watches are nice. Or in the Garmin. I've been looking at those.
But, so a Fitbit.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
Right. Same idea. Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
What's the matter, Craig? Give me a dirty look.
Oh, no. I'm just listening.
Your turn.
Oh, what would I want? A goddamn Mac that doesn't crash when I don't need it.
Every Mac crashes. Oh, so you can't, no, it also can't include work items. Because I could have had a big list if it was work stuff.
Oh, play. Work, what do you want for play?
Can it be work?
Play? Stuff? Well, pff, fucking
besides
Porsche.
That pocket thing.
Fucking all wheel drive Porsche.
Well, don't we all? I want a souped up Jeep Wrangler.
There you go.
Porsche see? GT. I mean, you know, Porsche GT. I don't know.
I'm more of a Jeep Wrangler.
I don't know. Maybe one of our wives hit the lottery and hadn't told us. You think big. You know what I'm saying? Think big,
man. Yeah, yeah. If it's just like that, Porsche GT, man, fuck it. Let's go.
Just in case.
Well, there you go. That was our podcast.
Merry
that was Christmas.
Pretty good one. Merry
We're back.
Homie Cash is back, baby.
Back, baby.
Back.
I believe we'll be passing those Unleashed girls any minute now.
Hey man, Joey, we gotta do this more often, don't we? When would be the next one? Talk to me. When do you think? Like, before Christmas?
Within 2 weeks.
Let's do one before Christmas. Let's do a last dash. Christmas stash.
Oh, I have an idea for one.
Wait a minute, isn't there a guy tonight?
And save that ass.
Why don't we do something casual?
That's a good idea.
Do it live downtown.
Huh? Yeah. Live downtown. Find out like you talked about doing something out in a boat.
Yeah, we'll set up in a bar somewhere. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things change, now my dashboard wooden. All black pants like a young Doc Gooden. Dark